Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Mark and Aceto podcast. My name is Mark and Aceto, and today's podcast is going to be a very personal story of mine. I'm actually a born-again Christian, and I decided I wanted to share my testimony of faith. So about a year and a half ago or so, I started a blog, actually, which I haven't really followed through on now, 30. But I want to continue with it again, because the reason why is I was paying for it for a year, and I just never really, I had more stuff I wanted to write, I just never had time to get to it, because I was so busy with my schooling and everything else that I just, time just kind of went by for that, you know. I really wanted to keep it up, but I didn't. My goal was to get a free version of what I was using, which was WordPress, and start blogging again, because I enjoyed it. I enjoy writing. It's what I'm kind of, it's what I'm going to school for. It's a passion of mine, and this was my first blog post I wrote on WordPress about a year and a half ago. I actually started on Wix about a month ago or so, and I'm not really impressed with Wix. No offense to Wix, you know, whoever out there who works with Wix. Okay, I'm sorry. I feel like I want to go back to WordPress again. That's my goal. So without further ado, here is my testimony of faith. Right here. My testimony of faith. Here I go, about to dive deep in the world of blogging. My first blog post, I decided to stick with something that is directly about me and share my testimony and how I came to know God. I am a man of Christian faith. My wife and I attend a Lutheran church, and let me just say, what a wonderful church it is. It is a beautiful thing when you surround yourself with other worshipers and fellowship with each other. Might as well start from the beginning and talk about my early experiences of faith. I was born on April 22nd, 1977, in Denver, Colorado, and was baptized a Catholic. My grandmother, Mary Aceto, a devout Catholic herself, taught me prayers of the Catholic faith, the Hail Mary, the prayer of Triguardian Angel, and of course, the Lord's Prayer. It was almost a tradition staying at her house every weekend and going to Catholic Mass Sunday mornings and sometimes even Saturday afternoons and evenings. I never really had a home church, but my grandmother and I went to the Holy Ghost Catholic Church, which was located in the heart of downtown Denver. Oftentimes, we went to what may be considered as Denver's premier Catholic church, the Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception. In 1988, when my grandmother moved closer to my parents and myself in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, we went to St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church. That particular church became my favorite, which had a modern feel to it, considering that I enjoyed how older churches were designed. There was something about this church in Wheat Ridge that I liked. I used to love going to church on Easter and Christmas. As a child, I did not fully understand the real meaning of both Easter and Christmas. I had an idea of their meanings, but was too young to really have an understanding why it was so special on both those days. St. Peter and Paul's had a children's Christmas pageant which talked about the birth of Jesus. Overall, I think the special thing about going to church on Easter and Christmas was you could feel God's passion and love. Another thing about going to church on those days, my dad would come along. My parents were not necessarily churchgoers. My dad was probably more so than my mother was. He made an effort to go every now and then, but life got in the way. Probably not an excuse not to go to church, but that was the reason I can think of. My parents both believed in God, but neither of them went to church regularly. One interesting thing about my parents was that my dad was Catholic and my mother was Protestant. As a child, you don't really choose Catholic or Protestant. You just go along with the flow because it was the right thing to do. I did not make that decision of either Catholicism or Protestantism. I went with my grandmother because it was what she wanted to do, and I went along thinking it was right. The older I got, the more I realized I was enjoying it. I chose to follow the Catholic beliefs, considering I never went to confession, nor have I received my first communion. When I was older and knew what confession was, I did not want to go. I could not understand the point of confession. Here I was, confessing all my wrongdoings to someone else who is a sinner just as much as I am. And I'm supposed to talk to him about my sins? The only person I talk to is God, and that man on the cross who gave his life to me. I'm not saying that Catholics have it wrong. It's just confessing my sins to someone who shared my worthiness is something I never understood. I never asked anyone either. Possibly I would have a better understanding if I had asked someone. 1998 was a challenging year for my family and me. My mother had died due to her taking her life from health issues. She thought it would be have an easier way out than just for her to burden my father and me. My dad lost his faith for about a year. I, on the other hand, tried to stay strong and keep the faith in God. Finally, in 1999, my father and I had a conversation. And he wanted to go to church on a regular basis. We took my grandmother also. Afterwards, we would go out for breakfast or dinner, depending on when we would go. We would continue going to St. Peter and Paul's and the Holy Ghost. We also would go to St. Catherine's of Siena, which was located in North Denver. It was wonderful seeing my dad go. Around 2003, I started to draw away from church. I was single, 26 and 1.5 months. I started doing things that were unpleasing to God. At the same time, I had a friend that went to a non-denominational church that had a praise band in Thornton, Colorado. I remember the service very much. The first hour was nothing but singing. You almost would think there was no sermon to follow, but there truly was. The sermon was inspirational, however, there was no link in what the pastor was talking about in the Bible. I was like, okay, what does this have to do with the Bible? After about 2 years of going, I stopped. I think why I continued to go was the sermons were really great, even though there was no link with that and the Bible. In 2005, I completely drew myself away from religion. I still had this belief in God, but was not really ready to commit myself to a relationship with Him. May of 2005, I was curious about other beliefs and read about Middle Eastern beliefs, such as Buddhism. I purchased a few books about the Buddhist beliefs and read them, but still was not classifying myself as a Buddhist. This lasted for about 4 months before completely giving up my religion altogether. In 2005, my dad set sail on a new journey, moving to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and meeting a new love of his life. I was so proud of him. I liked the lady he ended up with. My dad wanted me to come out to New Mexico with him. I thought about it, but decided to stay in Colorado. I actually did really relocate the next year to New Mexico. After a year out there, I got homesick and came back to Colorado. Summer of 2008, my dad and stepmom came to town to visit me. This was the one time I was ready for them to leave. It was nothing that they did wrong. I was a bit paranoid, and in other words, tripping on mushrooms. I took a week off from work to meet with them still, but the two previous nights before they came, I was partying with friends and was literally tripping the life fantastic. When they left the following Sunday, I was thankful and called up some friends to party, this time involving something serious than mushrooms. It was the first and only time I tried cocaine. I did not like the way it made me feel. My dad and stepmom came again for a week, this time in Christmas 2008. This was the time that was more emotional for me, as I did not want them to go home. It was really enjoyable having them over. My dad and stepmom, for that matter, converted to Lutheranism. Christmas Eve night, we went to a Lutheran service. That night really changed me forever. Let me start fresh in this paragraph, okay? My dad and stepmom came again for a week, this time in 2008, at Christmas time. This time, the visit had been more emotional, as I did not want them to go home. It was really enjoyable having them over. My dad's stepmom, for that matter, converted to Lutheranism. Christmas Eve that night, we went to a Lutheran service. That night really changed me forever. I enjoyed it being in the presence of the Lord again. I felt in complete awe and one with the Holy Spirit. That night, I made a commitment that I was hoping to keep. My goal was on Easter Sunday, 2009, I wanted to have a relationship with God again. In other words, I wanted to get saved. When my parents left, I did something I have never done before in a long time. I cried. I never felt this way before about something leaving, especially family, because you know they are returned and you will see them again. Music has always been an inspiration of mine. A couple days later on the radio, I heard the popular 80s ballad by Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. I stopped whatever I was doing and began to cry. I was ready to grow up. I was ready for that true love. I wanted to experience God's true love, the gift of having such a loving family. I knew it was not really a Christian song, but from that point on, my life changed. One night in January 2009, I was going out with some friends. I had no clue what was going to happen, but believe me, if I had known, I would have not gone. Let us just say it drew me closer to God sooner than later. One of my friends had tickets to a rave and invited me. I agreed to go for a good time, but I was not in agreement with what I was about to be pressured to do. One of my friends was going to purchase ecstasy. I wanted to bail from that point on, but I felt pressured. I felt like if I don't go and take ecstasy, then I will not fit in for the night. I agreed to try it, but this was my last hurrah. I remember driving to a parking lot of a fast food restaurant, waiting for the connection to bring us the ecstasy. Apparently, a police officer was following them, and all of us had to sit outside for about an hour. I thought this was it. I was going to jail. Luckily, the police officers let us go. And before we left, the police officer came to me personally and told me, I believe you're better than this. I believe you will do the right thing. That was the last of it. I made the decision not to hang out with people who let me fail. I decided that I could not wait for Easter, so I waited until the next week to find a good church and get myself saved. I chose a non-denominational church in Arvada, Colorado, which again had a praise band for the first hour, then the sermon, which again I felt was unrelated to the Bible. I wanted to try it again the next weekend, but got a call from a cousin of mine that wanted to go to a Baptist church the next weekend. I already had a cousin and her family attend Bethany Baptist in Wheat Ridge, Colorado already, which drove me to the church in the first place. I liked the service very much. Even the Sunday school lesson was very inspiring as well. The service was traditional, which I liked. There was an opening hymn followed by a prayer, another hymn followed by something else. It was not like a continuous hour of music followed by the sermon. One thing about the church was that it was truly a Bible-believing church. The sermon had related links to verses in the Bible, and that was an important factor to me. I know that finding a church to call home is not going to get me to heaven. Finding the right church of fellowship with others is a reason for Christian believers to go to church. One key thing about church was that it allowed me to come to know God and get saved by the proper guidance. I returned to the second service that evening and met with one of the assistant pastors and got saved. The Bible verse that led me to get saved was John 3:16, King James Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For the first time, I felt content where I was at in life. My friends judged me, mocked me, ridiculed me, you name it, they did it. What kind of friends want you to fail in life? That being said, I had made new friends, friends that supported you and helped you with your path on everlasting life. I had gotten myself baptized in the Baptist Church, and what an experience it was, washing away the sins of the past, becoming renewed with the Holy Spirit. However, the question was, did I find the church that I wanted to call home? Yes, I felt it was a good church with good Christians, and yes, it was a Bible-believing church. I kept asking myself, was I truly happy here? I also had a reality check with one moment during the summer of 2009. My dad's stepmother came to town for a visit, and I had gotten into an argument with my father about his path to choosing Lutheran and his belief. I felt judgmental towards that issue. I apologized to him, and everything was all right. I should not have judged. In 2010, I felt dissatisfied with the church I was attending. I felt the only reason why I chose to go there was because my cousin and her family had gone there, and they actually stopped on there. They started going to a Baptist church in Parker, Colorado, which I visited a few times, and let me say that I really enjoyed it better than the church I was currently attending. I questioned the thought, was Parker really worth the drive? Honestly, I moved on and decided to try new churches out to see which one I fitted in. A friend of mine's sister went to a non-denominational church in Wheat Ridge. The one issue that stopped me from going there was the fact that someone there once talked in tongues, and it freaked me out. I felt it was the devil talking. There was a non-denominational church I discovered in Westminster, Colorado, that I felt was great. Like the previous non-denominational churches I went before, a praise band opened up the first hour of the service, then followed by the sermon. I liked the sermon. And one thing about the sermon, as opposed to the other non-denominational churches that I attended, this was related to the Bible. There was something I did not like, and I think I made that discovery that I think I prefer more of the traditional type services as opposed to the non-traditional. So I was able to narrow down my searches. I spent majority of 2011 trying to find the church that would be a great fit. Don't get me wrong, I like praise music bands such as Third Day, The Afters, Mercy Me, Casting Crowns, and Skillet. Sitting through an actual service and that plays praise music for the first hour gives you that feeling that you're forgetting there's a sermon to follow still. I met my wife in 2012. We met each other on Christian Mingle. For our first date, I took her to the non-denominational church in Westminster. Taking her there made me feel assured that I like more the traditional services rather than the non-traditional service. The following weekend, I took her to Beth Eden, and she noticed my discomfort of being there. My wife inspired me to put my foot down and move on. That was exactly what I did. My wife was in the same boat as I was. She had gone to a church that she was not comfortable in. She was a Methodist. She also was into more of the traditional services like I was. I became curious about the Methodist beliefs, so I talked with her about what were the differences between Methodists and Baptists. And there definitely was a huge difference. Then again, there was also had their similarities. I became rather confused which way to go. The more I thought about it, the more I thought about choosing Methodist. My wife and I rented an apartment in Edgewater, Colorado, and we had found a Methodist church walking distance from where we lived. The structure of the church looked a bit old-fashioned, which drew me closer to it. And the pastor was really knowledgeable about the Bible. Sadly, he was about to retire and was replaced by a female pastor, who also had some great knowledge about the Bible as well. My wife had gotten involved with the finance team at the church, and from that point, we found out that the previous pastor had run that church to the ground. The church was not in great shape and was struggling to keep going. My wife and I helped as much as we could to keep that church on its feet by having a wedding there in June of 2013. In the long run, we found out that it was not enough. The situation caused my wife so much anxiety that we had to leave the church to take care of her well-being. She had asked if I wanted to join the finance team in lieu for her. I declined the opportunity. I told her my feelings, struggling or not struggling, joining the finance team at a church would cause me stress as well. I try to keep clear of that. Interestingly enough, this was the first time I was offered a position in the church to serve. The aspect of that made me feel really good. Given the opportunity to serve at our church, Even some of our other members asked me, which I had declined. When I was attending Beth Eden, I volunteered to help with a number of items, but not one person gave me the opportunity to try. That was one thing that churches mentioned, is that if you feel you want to serve for your church community, mention it to someone and they will guide you. I did that at Beth Eden and got declined and ignored. My wife and I purchased our first house in 2014, located in Green Valley Ranch neighborhood of Denver, Colorado. We talked about finding a new church to call our home, but my wife had felt fearful of what happened to the last church we attended. I respected her beliefs about that and did not want to pressure her. We were going with her parents some mornings at their Methodist church in North Bend, Colorado. 2016 was a challenging year for us. My wife's father had gotten terminal cancer, so making a choice of where we want to live was something we had to think about. My wife and I were agreeing to the fact that when we purchased our home, we rushed it a bit. Overall, Green Valley Ranch was somewhere that we really did not want to be. We thought about every possibility we could, thinking of. Do we want to sell our home and move in with our parents? Do we want to purchase a house closer to them? Do we want to fall backwards and rent an apartment closer to them? My wife made that decision to become the sole caregiver of her father when things were going to go downhill with his health. So she wanted to be there for him. All of us made that final decision to purchase a house together in which we shared the mortgage payments. My wife and I and her mother looked deeper into that and found out they were building new homes in Commerce City, Colorado. My first thought after my wife mentioned Commerce City was, no way, I want out of this. Interestingly enough, it did not take a lot of convincing for me to say yes to the situation. This was a part of Commerce City that I was not familiar with. It was a newer part of Commerce City. 2016 became more challenging for us because I had gotten laid off from a job. Everything worked out fine in the long run because of the idea of us sharing the mortgage. They say God works in mysterious ways and he puts us through challenges, I think, to test our faith. Sometimes challenges like this can be for the better, which in this case was for the better. God put us where we needed to be. It took me only a month to find a new job after I had been laid off. Moving day came and we all managed to move in the new house with ease and patience. It had its moments of stress, but in the long run, not all that bad. My wife and I sold our house and we managed to make money on it, so that was definitely a plus. That helped us get some extra features that we needed for the new house. My wife's mother had a friend who played bells at a Lutheran church and knew my wife had played bells in the past at a Methodist church. She invited my wife one Sunday to meet the bell choir director. Thornton, Colorado was where Summit of Peace Lutheran Church was located. We went to the first service, which was the traditional service. After the service, my wife had gotten acquainted with the choir director and decided upon joining the bell choir. We never felt so welcome at a church in our lives. We were just guests. We were not regular attendees. My wife and I went to breakfast, and my wife stated how much she had liked the service a lot and how we were welcomed with open arms. I told her my feelings about the church, and we both decided to go through the classes and become members. By August of 2017, my wife and I became official members of our Lutheran church. She had been involved in bills already and got involved with other things to serve in at the church. For the first time, I felt accepted to serve at my church, and some Sundays I run the projector. We met some great people there and try to get involved in activities as much as we can. When I mentioned how content I felt when I was attending the Baptist church, that content feeling became more refreshed after joining Summit of Peace. As I previously mentioned, going to church does not make you a Christian. It is based on more on your beliefs and what Jesus did for you on the cross. He suffered a great deal for us so that we can receive eternal life. If we repent for our sins, we are forgiven. However, finding a church to call your home is to gather with others to fellowship and serve the Lord. That's what God wants. The Lord blesses us in many ways that there are some ways I would never have imagined possible. Currently, I am a returning college student. With work going on, I am only going part-time. I have been going since 2012 and never looked back. I earned my Associate of Arts this past December and currently attend Metropolitan State University in Denver, Colorado. My goal is to earn a Bachelor's of Science in Technical Writing Editing. Aside from blogging, I have a podcast that I do. Maybe not as much as I would like, but doing it the best I can to keep it going. I am working on a short story in which I wrote for my creative writing class in the autumn of 2018. I am adding some more to it and hope to have it finalized. I have an idea for a play which I started doing in December of 2018. And currently I have an idea for a book which I'm trying to lay out the plot. God has truly been good. Imagine the possibilities that God can give you. Thank you, and God bless. That's all I have today. Hope you enjoyed that. Thank you so much. Until next time, I hope to have... I'm hoping to do my first episode of 1966, A History of Music. Knock on wood, so let's hope that happens next. If not, I'll try to figure out something else. Still doing a research on it. But until next time, have a good week. Have a good enjoy. I appreciate comments, concerns, whatever. My email address is markrocks77@gmail.com. You can go on my Facebook page, Mark and Acido. Look me up and I like some comments, concerns. Thank you again. God bless. Good night.